The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then, so welcome again, everybody. And you know, there's a number of ways in which we might describe how a practice unfolds or think about how practice unfolds. I mean, there's so many different ways. And when I'm saying practice, there's so many different practices too, right? But we can use this in general, but maybe specifically for a loving kindness practice, that there some it could be a way in which we would use kind of like poetic language, using metaphor and maybe less about precision and more about being evocative or something like that. So some language that we could use as the more that we practice loving kindness and the heart softens or we feel connected to ourselves, feel connected to others. One way we might describe that using some of this poetic approach is that the heart awakens, opens, softens, just as a blossom opens, just as a flower opens, kind of like an opening and the ending of a constriction or any tightness, or also flowers open right when they're mature, kind of like it's a growing up or a coming into their own being, coming into their own beauty. So in this same way as when a flower or a blossom opens, that it shares its beauty and it shares its scent, right? Then it's available for others. And we might think of our own hearts and this practice that's helping us, the heart to mature, maybe become a little softer, a little less brittle, a little less, guarded or timid. In the same way that our hearts can, the beauty of our hearts and the scent, quote unquote, might be smelled or scented by others, what's around it, in the same way that a flower does. And when we think about flowers and the way that they, the way that they exist in the world, of course, their roots are in the dirt, they're in the mud, they're in the messiness of things, we might say. We might say that they also, kind of using this poetic language, they drink sunlight, that they take what is positive or is nourishing, what they take is supportive, and allow themselves to drink it in. They receive it. That's what flowers do. And then there's also bees that pollinate flowers, going from one flower and rolling around in the pollen, and then going to the next one and rolling around in that flower too. And then when we often think about flowers, it's not common that when we see flowers in either in somebody's garden or in just out wildflowers out and about, they're usually not just one. There's usually a collection of them, so that they kind of like exist themselves having been surrounded by beauty or having been surrounded by that scent of other flowers, shall we say. So we might reflect on this. Like, how does this relate to the practice of cultivating, softening our hearts or our love, our kindness, our care, our respect, compassion? That it's not just an individual that's just making it happen. It's a lot of allowing, a lot of receiving, and allowing bees to pollinate and appreciate what is around us, the beauty and the scent. I kind of like this word, the fragrance of other beings that have a beauty, that have some softness or wisdom to them. So this might be a way in which we can think about our practice. Not that it has to be completely isolated and think that only we ourselves are doing it, or that it has to be completely isolated away from the mud and the dirt and things that are kind of messy, or that we can't be, sometimes flowers are surrounded by weeds and yet they're finding their way. Or of course, sometimes we see this is an expression, dandelions like in the sidewalk, right? That there's strong plants that can be strong enough, you know, just to pop up, even though there's so many difficulties around. So is there a way in which using this metaphor, using this way of talking, that can be supportive for you to think about the mud and the bees and the other flowers and opening or is blossoming or something like this? Is there a way in which that can be supportive or helpful? Maybe you can write a poem about this if that's something that interests you. So, with that as an introduction, we can cultivate some loving kindness here. And we can start by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Just allowing ourselves to arrive here, allowing ourselves to be here. Can be helpful to tune into the feeling of being grounded and connected, the feeling of the pressure of the chair or the cushion against the body. Starting with what's obvious. Maybe feeling the feet on the ground. And then very simply, we can bring our attention to the top of the head, or maybe just the head in general. Not that anything needs to happen, but just receiving those sensations that we can feel in the head and the face, around the eyes and the jaw. Sometimes, not always, sometimes if we receive sensations from a particular area, that particular area can open up a little bit or soften a little bit, bringing a little bit more ease. The neck and the shoulders. And the shoulder blades slide down the back. The upper back, the lower back, and the chest. Some would say this is the seat of the heart center. Is there a way in which you can open or relax the chest physically that supports maybe the more internal sense of openness? So just a really small movement, really small, might not even be noticeable. Bringing the shoulders back a tiny bit. Bringing our awareness to the belly, allowing that to soften and relax. Again, feeling connected to the chair or cushion. the upper legs. The lower legs. Again, feeling the feet. And then, what would it be like to receive the sensations of breathing? To notice the movement of the chest or the abdomen. To notice the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Resting our awareness with the sensations of breathing. Just a reminder, you can always come back to these practices, tuning into the body, resting with the sensations of breathing. Whatever feels like loving kindness isn't the right practice right now. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. Someone that's easy to love, care about, have warmth towards, extend goodwill, respect. Might be somebody you know, might be an imaginary kitten, puppy, baby. It might be somebody that you don't have a relationship with, but has impacted you in a nice way, a writer, a leader, spiritual leader maybe. Having the lovable being in mind to support our cultivating loving kindness, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe dipping in to refresh the image. It feels like that would be helpful. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there some way in which the heart can open like a flower opens? It's just natural. That's what flowers do. That's what hearts do. Flowers also close at night. There might be times when our heart doesn't feel open. That's okay too. There are reasons. Then to extend our loving kindness for ourselves, bringing to mind either the felt experience of being here or an image of ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Is there a way in which you can use any mud or dirt that we find ourselves in? Can we compost it in some kind of way and allow it to support us like the roots of a flower? Using any experience of softness, openness, warmth in the heart center, in the chest, or maybe in the belly. Maybe a little smile on the face. Any of those experiences, even if they're really subtle or small, using them to support this cultivation of loving kindness, goodwill. Is there a way in which we can appreciate the beauty and the fragrance of the flowering of our heart? May I be saved. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness a little bit further for a neutral person, somebody we don't know, maybe somebody you don't know in this Zoom meeting, maybe somebody you've seen in the neighborhood. And bring this person to mind. Might be a little bit, not as clear, maybe takes a little bit more effort to bring them to mind. And then to extend loving kindness to somebody we don't know. It's not that we like them or dislike them. We don't have a relationship with them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Their heart has beauty and fragrance also. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then for the last little bit of this meditation period, what feels like the right practice to do now? Continue just what you're doing. Maybe dip into some loving kindness for a lovable being. Maybe do some loving kindness for yourself. Or maybe doing mindfulness of the body or of the breathing. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of using poetry to kind of express the flowering, the unfolding, the maturing of our heart of this practice. I can get out of the sun here and do. You know, sometimes it's nice to use very precise language, and sometimes it's nice to just feel our way in and maybe use more evocative language. Maybe there's one way that speaks to you, with less effort. Or maybe it's helpful to not always follow our preferences. If we're a type of person who's always very analytical, to say, okay, now if I were to write a haiku about this or something, what would it be? Or if you're somebody who's a little bit more tends to be writing haiku, what would it be like to have a little more precision, use some particular language? Just different ways to kind of engage with and experience our practice. So this is something you can talk about, just like different ways to express, and maybe even specifically this metaphor of being a blossom, or something that has its roots in the mud and has beauty and a fragrance, has bumblebees that come and visit, sitting in a field of other flowers with beauty and fragrance, and drinking in sunshine. I like that expression, drinking in sunshine. So you can talk about with others. You can talk about that, or if that feels a little too abstract, you can talk about just how that last meditation was for you. If there was something you'd like to share with others. And we'll do this so that the person who's, will go, if this, I'll try, hopefully this isn't too complicated, in reverse numerical order from your birth month. That is, December goes first and January goes last. And there's a way, and just to, there's no need, you don't have to tell your whole story about flowers or your whole, perhaps you have a theory of the universe that works with this or something. Just say a sentence or two, one or two points, and then let it go to the next person. Then they can say something and it goes to the next person, and then it can come back around to you, and you will be influenced by what you heard. And instead of saying maybe what you thought you were going to say, you might find yourself saying something different. Okay, and we'll meet for 12 minutes and have fun. Welcome back. And so we have a few minutes here. Is somebody like to share something or a reflection or something you learned? A poem. No? Nobody has something they want to say.
I'll say.
Yes, Kathleen.
Okay. I mean, the flower image is apt for me in that the flowers don't think, am I opening correctly? And how do I get this particular, this petal isn't quite making, that unfolding, receiving. I mean, you use the word receiving, the breath, receiving this. And today in another situation, that just kind of I hate to say kicked in, but the unfolding kicked in, and it was really just quite mellifluous. I mean, you know, it was quite wonderful. So,
thank you.
I'm blooming. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Kathleen. And that so often is how this practice shows up, is when we don't expect it in our daily life doing something else. Like, oh, here's some warmth, some blossoming, some care that might not have been here a year ago or, you know, sometime earlier or something. Yeah, thank you. Any other quick comment or?
I'll say something. I just love the image of the bees and thinking about how they're benefiting themselves, but obviously also the flower. Mm-hmm. They kind of need each other. And the hive certainly needs what the bee is doing. And just, it actually made me think, Diana, that I might want to try writing poetry. There's so many different fun things about the flowers and the bees. So who knows?
Nice. Beautiful, beautiful. That's fantastic. Okay. So thank you all. It's a delight to practice with you all. And I'll unmute us all so that we can say goodbye. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you all, Diana. Bye.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Linda.
Linda. Bye.
Jesse.
Thanks, Diana.
Bye. Bye. Bye.